סך את כולם פרק ידע אלף משנה אלף רשת הגז לא יברע את טוב החוטבור זה דין הרשת הגז זה every time you share your sheep you have to give the first sharing to the kohen even if you share the same sheep a number of times each time you share it you have to give the rashes hagez to the kohen and this then applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael just the Bartanur said nowadays we are mako on the din of rashes hagez in Chutz La'aretz we don't give the rashes hagez outside of Eretz Yisrael the reason is because the Tana that disagrees with this mission that he holds that rashes hagez only applies in Eretz Yisrael and we are knowing to be mako like that Tana the Pnei Abayis the Shalom Pnei Abayis the din of rashes hagez applies both during the times of the Beit HaMikdash and after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But Chulin, Avalot Mekdashim, it applies only by Chulin non-Hegdish, which doesn't apply to Behemah that's Hegdish. Now, if your Makdish a Behemah to be brought to the Korban, you're not allowed to shear it at all. And even if your Makdish is Lebedek HaBayit, not to be used as a Korban, but to be used for the purposes of Hegdish, you're also not allowed to shear it. But we're talking about over here, where your Makdish is Lebedek HaBayit Chutz Megizoso, with the exclusion of the Gizos of the wool, that the wool you're not being marked, it's just a behemoth itself. In such a case, you're allowed to shear the wool, and even so, since the actual behemoth is hegdish, you don't have to give the reish haged to the kohen. Chaymer bizroel v'lachayim uvekeva may reishis haged. The stringency by the din of the matanos bizroel l'chayim and keva that he gives to a kohen from every behemoth that you shot, these stringencies you don't find by reish haged. Shazroel v'lachayim v'akeva nogin v'bakar uvetzon v'maruba uvamut. That the din to give the Zroah L'chaim and Keva from a behemoth that you shall applies both to Bakar cattle and sown and sheep. And it also applies whether you shecht a lot of behemoths, whether you shecht only a few behemoths. The Reishis Hagez ain't a noeg ella b'rachilu. Ain't a noeg ella b'merubu. While the din of Reishis Hagez applies only to rachilu, to sheep, and it applies only if you shear a lot of sheep, not if you shear only a few sheep. Had at the end of the previous mission that only if you share a lot of sheep for the dinner ratio I get to give the first share of the wool to the coin apply. What's considered a lot of sheep? Now the reason why you need to share a lot of sheep in order to be chayav and ratio that get is because the pasuk says ratio get soncha titein lo. When the pasuk says that you have to give to the coin the ratio I get, the Torah says son. Son infers that you're sharing a lot of sheep, as one sheep is not called son. Beishami says two sheep is already considered merubo. Two sheep is called son. Shenemar, the prophet says in Yeshaya, Yechaya ish eglas bakor ushtet son. The person will raise a heifer and two sheep. And the prophet says son, even though they're only state son, two sheep, so we see two sheep is already called son. Two sheep is considered merubo, and if you share two sheep, you have to give the ratio, I guess, to the coin, according to Beishami. Ubeitilo aymrim chamesh. It still says only if you share five sheep do you have to give the reish haged to the kohen. Shenem ha-chameish zon asuyos. As the pasuk says in Shmuel, five sheep that are asuyos. Asuyos infers that it's forcing you to do something. Now, what are these five sheep forcing you to do? They're forcing you to do a mitzvah which, until you had these five sheep, you were pasuk from. Now, which mitzvah is the pasuk referring to? It certainly can't be referring to the mitzvah of Zroah L'chaim or Kevah or the mitzvah of giving a bechor to the kohen. As these mitzvahs apply, even if you have only one behemah, so it must be referring to the mitzvah of reishis haged. And the pasuk is telling us that if you have five sheep, now you are forced to do a mitzvah that until now you are patur from, and that's the mitzvah of reishis haged. So therefore, we see that the mitzvah of reishis haged only applies if you're sharing five sheep. Rabbi Doitza ben Horkanis, I'm there. Chameis recheilois goizuzois maneh maneh uprad chayvois bereishis haged. Adesim and Horkin is set. Only if you have five sheep that you share from each one of these sheep, a mana and a half, a mana is a weight. And if you have the weight of wool of a mana and a half from each one of these sheep, only then are you hired and racious are gods. It's not enough that you have five sheep, but you have to have enough wool from each one of these sheep that make up the weight of mana and a half to be hired and racious are gods. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Deisa ben Horkin and Deisa. That as long as you have five sheep, no matter how much wool you share from these five sheep, you chayav and reishis haged. Now the Chachamim do hold, you do have to share a certain amount of wool from each one of these sheep to be chayav and reishis haged. Just the amount that you need according to the Chachamim is much less than the amount that you need according to Rav Deisa ben Horkin. According to the Chachamim, you only need the amount of 12 flam is a certain weight. If you have 12 slum of wool from each one of these five sheep, then you chayv mereishis hagez, according to the chacham. The common notion of law, when you have enough wool to be chayv mereishis hagez, you have five sheep and 12 slum from each sheep, how much of this ratio I get do you have to give to the kohen? Mishko chametz slum be Yehuda shein eser slum be goat. The weight of five slum in Yehuda, which are 10 slum in goat, as the slum in goat are half the weight of the slum in Yehuda, so therefore what's five slum in Yehuda is 10 slum in goat. That's the amount of ratio I get that you have to give to the kohen when you shear five sheep. Meluban velot soap. This amount that you have to give the five slum in Yehuda and Esther slum in Gullo, that amount has to be there even after the sheep is whitened, not while it's still so it's still dirty. As after the wool has been whitened, it loses some of its weight, so therefore you have to give the amount of wool to the coin that after it's whitened is five slum in Yehuda, which are 10 slum in Gullo. Kidei lasois mimenu beged kata. Shenemar titen lo. Shehebo kidei matani. This amount that we said that you have to give to the coin, which is five slum in Yehuda, that's the amount that the coin would need to make a small beget from the semen. Now, what's called a small beget? A beget that the coin would use while doing the avoda. The smallest beget that a coin uses while doing the avoda is an avnate, the belt that he wears. This amount is enough to make an avnate. As the pasuk says, titein lo, and titein lo infers that you have to have the amount of a matana, a significant amount in which you can make a beged from. Now, this amount that we said that you have to give to the kohen, which is five slum in Yehuda, that amount you have to give even if you shear only five sheep. Now, if you shear many sheep, how much of the wool do you have to give to the kohen? The Rabbanan gave a shear, and that shear is echad mishishim, 1/60th of the wool that you shear, you have to give to the kohen. Lo hispig litno lo achitsavo pasuk. If before you had a chance to give the reishis hagez to the kohen, you went ahead and dyed the reishis hagez, you are puter from giving the reishis hagez to the kohen in such a case, as you are kone b'shinoi. You are kone with this intrinsic change that you made in the semer when you dyed it. As somebody who steals something from his friend, if he makes a shinoi in the chefetz, in the object that he stole, he makes some kind of intrinsic change, he is kone that chefetz, and he wouldn't have to return the chefetz anymore to the owner. Instead, he would give the value of the chefetz to the owner. And in this case also, when you died the semer, you were kone b'shinoi, and you are no longer chayav to give the semer to the kohen. So too, you don't have to give the value of the semer to the kohen either, even though a regular ganav would have to give the value of the chefet that he made a shenoi in to the owner. But in this case, since this is mamon she'en lo tovin, money that doesn't have a specific claimant, and no specific kohen is a claimant over here, he's puter entirely from giving the value to any coin. Of each coin that comes and claims the value of the ratio, I guess he can tell him, it's not you that I want to give it to, it's a different coin. So therefore, it's puter entirely. Livno below tzavo chai. But if he only whitened the ratio, I guess, before he gave it to the coin, he didn't dye it, he's still chai to give the ratio, I guess, to the coin, as whitening the gez is not considered a shinoi that would allow you to be kona the gez. Halokei aget sono shel nachri. Puter me ratio, I guess. Somebody who buys the rut to share the sheep of a guy. He buys the right to share the sheep and use the wool for himself. He doesn't own the actual sheep. It's puter from reishis hagez, as a chiyuv of reishis hagez is only if you share your own sheep, not if you share somebody else's sheep. Halokei aget sono shel chaveru. Shear hamecher, hamecher chai. Somebody who buys the wool sharing of his friend, but he didn't buy all the wool sharing. The mecher left some of the sharing for himself. In such a case, the mecher is chai to give the reishis hagez from the sharing that he left for himself. As a lokeach can tell the meicher, you have to give the reishis hagez, not myself. But since you didn't specify, you certainly did not include the reishis hagez in the sale. Lo shear halokeach. But if the meicher sold all of his wool sharing to the lokeach, leaving none of them for himself, in such a case, obviously the reishis hagez was included in the sale, and the lokeach would have to give the reishis hagez from the wool sharing that he bought from his friend. Ha'yilo shnei minim shufais ulebanim. If a person had two types of wool shearing, one was schufa's off white, and the other one was white. Machalei schufa's avalo levanim, and he sold the off white wool shearing to his friend and kept the white ones for himself. Tcharet avalo nekeva. Or he had two types of wool shearing. One of the wool shearings came from tcharet, and the other wool shearings came from nekeva. Zen noisim lachmo, but zen noisim lachmo. In this case, if the lokeh bought the skufay and not the labanos of the schar and not the nekevas, each one would have to give reisha aged from the wool sharing that he had. The lokeh would have to give from his wool sharing, and the melech would have to give from his wool sharing. Even though we said just before that when the lokeh buys wool sharing from his friend, if he left some of the wool sharing by the melech, that the melech didn't sell all of his wool sharing, the melech would have to take out the reisha aged, not the lokeh. But in this case, since the lokeh bought all the wool sharing of a specific type, he has to give the reisha aged for himself. In this, he did not leave anything by the meicher. As shkufos is of less quality than levanos, so too the semer from tcharim is of less quality than the nekevos, and you can't take off reisha aged from a lesser quality wool sharing to be yosei for the wool sharing of a higher quality semer. So therefore, the lokeh have to take off the reisha aged separately, while the meicher would take off the reisha aged separately from the wool sharing that he had.